But Valentine's Day is soon, so we got to figure it out.
Okay, soon.
Okay, maybe. Okay.
Okay, good.
Okay. That's good, right?
That's a great one.
When I thought of that, I was like, yo.
I'm like, ooh. Yeah. It's like, multiply. Try.
Okay, are you doing it, really?
I think so.
Let's see. You were off by like at least 10 deciliters.
What?
Yeah.
You're at least off of a 10. Let me smell that skin pocket. What's that? Welcome to another podcast.
Welcome
we're back in it.
Spicy food.
Little bit of heat, little bit of sweet, spicy fruit. Boom, boom. All right. Yeah. What we got today? What are the topics today?
I don't know, man. So other than like being a dad or whatever.
Yeah.
What else?
Being a dad.
Yeah.
If you want to see it, you want to listen to the dad talk, it's in the last episode. So we're going to take a breather from that right now. Otherwise, this is going to be a dad talk again, right?
Probably.
Yeah.
We're not going to talk about.
Okay.
Dad. Let's talk about YouTube. So you post,
YouTube, okay.
You post you've been posting like every once in a while you post a video about like life update.
Uh-huh.
Is there, you have more in the bank? That you haven't gotten around to editing and stuff?
No.
Oh.
No.
But that's what the other videos, like you filmed it months ago and then you released it. So you don't have like experience, you didn't film anything of yourself at the hospital or nothing?
Yeah, I did. I put in the pregnancy vlog.
Oh, wait. I watched it.
Yeah, you did.
Wait, that was after the hospital?
After the hospital? No, I didn't do anything.
Oh,
I've been so busy, bro.
Oh, okay. So you haven't been documenting?
No.
You've just been focusing?
I mean, I've been filming on the phone.
Just, oh, okay.
You know, private just memories.
Oh, look back at
yeah,
later.
Yeah,
okay,
like,
okay,
oh, look
okay.
at this one.
So you don't have a plan. Man, my leg is freaking pale up here.
Girl, you need a freaking tan. Tanarole. You need a little tan. Tan emoji. What are your plans?
For what?
I don't know, this year.
Thailand in April.
Thailand in April.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
We're going to Thailand in April for like a pre-wedding photo shoot.
Oh.
Yeah. We're working with this company. I don't know if I can say their name yet.
Okay.
I probably can, but I'll be safe and won't.
Okay.
But yeah, they're flying us out there, and they have a whole team out there, and they have like locations.
We're in Thailand. Bangkok.
No, not Bangkok.
Okay.
I forgot. If you say the name, I'll remember, but I don't remember right now.
Chadol.
It's like something Bajo, maybe not Bajo, but Bajo? Like something, it ends with an aho.
Aho.
So yeah. A-J-O. That's what it ends
with.
It's
okay.
It's two words, and the last one is some letter,
okay.
A-J-O. That's all right, I remember.
Cool. How long are you there for?
We only have to be there 2 days for them, but we're probably going to extend it a little bit since we'll be over
yeah,
there already.
Dude, enjoy.
And the expensive part about going to like Thailand or Philippines is the flight.
Yeah.
So once you're there, you're good.
It's cheap though. It's yeah. so cheap over there, I heard.
Oh, okay.
Everything there is cheap.
You haven't been.
I haven't been, but
yeah.
Everyone just tells me it's so cheap.
Yeah, they're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So they're probably going to put us in like a nice place, a resort or something.
Yeah.
But we'll probably go to another one, save some money for the wedding.
Yeah.
And, but yeah, I'm excited, man.
All right.
There's a lot of things I got to look up because, you know, the world is woke. So I'm like, can I play with elephants? Are we not allowed to play with elephants anymore?
Yeah, dude, you can play with anything.
I don't think we can. I think it's like looked down upon.
No, bro. I've seen a lot of people
unless
like,
I go
on
like
top
a,
of it.
A sanctuary, maybe.
Maybe.
But yeah, you can't ride it. I don't know why, because I do think I've seen people get upset about riding an elephant. But we ride horses. Nobody cares.
We ride
an elephant. No.
Elephant is too big.
It's too big. But I feel like it's less weight on a friggin'.
I mean, elephant already got to carry a lot of weight, bro. They got the big muscles.
Yeah, but they it's like nothing that we're like a bird sitting on their back. They're like they don't even know we're up there, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think
I would eat one.
Oh man,
though.
Huh?
What?
You would eat one?
Yeah.
Like that died of natural causes.
No, a live one.
No, you
take
a chunk.
I would take a chunk of that elephant trunk.
I don't think you can with your braces.
No, I would break my braces.
Yeah.
Just like how it broke in the Jollibee shoot, bro.
It broke?
Remember?
Oh, yeah. Your whole tooth broke.
My whole tooth broke. So we were in the Jollibee commercial going back. We did a Jollibee commercial probably a couple months back. And they had me eat freaking crispy chicken. The hardest freaking crispy chicken ever.
Yeah.
And
the best, most juiciest, most delicious spicy crispy.
Delicious spicy
so
chicken.
So good.
Mm, I
could eat that nonstop.
But anyways, it broke my freaking brace tooth, bro.
That was crazy.
I was like, whoa, you saw it, right?
Yeah.
Weird
things happen when we're together. So I was like, what? There's no way you finally got this Jollibee collab. You've been asking for a sponsor for like a decade.
Yeah.
And your tooth breaks.
Yeah. It's okay. It's all right. I heard that's good luck.
Yeah, it's good luck. It's good luck. It's good luck. It's good luck. Do you have you thought about what you're gonna get your wife for Valentine's Day?
I don't know, man. I mean, no.
Yeah.
You?
Yeah.
It's always so hard.
I know what I'm gonna do.
Oh wait, it's live.
Yeah, this is live. I can't.
Oh, you can't say it. I can't say it.
I mean, we agreed to, like, we're trying to save up for a wedding, so we're gonna, and a house, so we're gonna get something small for each other. And I told her mine is small, but not small, but kind of small, but it's not a big deal, but it's like, you know?
It's a big, small, could
it's like
be big.
It's like a medium.
Give it attention, get big.
Yeah.
Okay, medium.
But you don't have any idea?
No, not yet.
I've been
so busy.
You can use my idea.
What is it?
How do I tell you? Do I type it? You think? Okay, hold the mic away.
Okay.
Wait, what if they can hear us?
No.
You're going to like this.
Okay.
I'm going to tell it to you. It's
okay.
Going to go in your brain. You're like,
okay.
Do it.
What do you do? Okay.
And then if you like it, we just shake hands.
Okay.
Okay. We're doing it?
Yes.
Let's go.
Yes.
That's a good idea.
That's right? A great idea,
Let's
bro.
Go together. Let me know whenever you're free.
Okay.
But Valentine's Day is soon, so we got to figure it out.
Okay, soon.
Okay, good. That's good, right?
That's a great one.
When I thought of that, I was like, yo.
I'm like, ooh.
Yeah.
It's like, multiply.
Yeah, let's get
okay,
it.
Okay, got it.
Yeah. You guys will never know.
All right. Oh, we got some questions in the chat.
Oh,
room.
Do we?
Yeah. Did you explain we were on live on the podcast? I don't think you did.
Oh, we're live. Podcast, check this out. We're live right now, and we can see the chat. So, What are we watching? Oh, twitch.tv/AlexWasabi. I think that's what we're at right now. So we are watching chat go as we talk. So this is cool. It's like having a third person.
Yeah. Questions.
Here we go. So what's the question? What is your crazy dream you've ever had?
Craziest dream that I have ever had.
Yeah.
Go first. I have to go through my memory.
Did you ever have a reoccurring dream, like, as a kid?
I still have it.
What? You still have the same one?
Yeah.
I did have it, but I can't remember what it was.
Oh, wow.
But it sucked.
Mine.
I would cry.
Oh, really?
I haven't done that in forever.
Wake up crying?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I mean, probably, like, 3 months ago, but when I was younger, I would wake up crying and I couldn't go back to sleep. Now I wake up crying and I'm like, whoa. And I go back to sleep and I can't remember what it was.
Oh, my God.
But it's, like, once a year I wake up crying.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, that means we got subbed.
All right, good sub.
Hey!
Thanks for the sub.
I told them to put W something because I have ADHD. Leo! 5 gifted from Leo. Let's go. That's crazy.
I just keep having a reoccurring dream. I told you this before.
Oh, yeah, tell me again.
You know Trace House?
Yeah.
I'm just always at the Trace House.
What, bad?
Nothing. I'm just like always in there. The setting is always the Trace House.
Yeah.
And then the dream just happens while I'm in it. Or something happens around it.
Yeah.
I'm just there. I don't know why. It's just, I'm always in that house.
You know, when I think about going to your house, in my head, the Alex that is going into that house is me. Like, my age. I can't imagine, like, like 12-year-old? Wait, no, like, 14-year-old going into your house.
Oh, wow.
I bet I looked like a freaking baby.
You look the same. Probably.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot.
You just have facial hair now.
How old do I look? I feel like okay, let me look at myself. Hold on. Wait till it catches up. I feel like I look like I'm...
You still look like you're 27, bro.
Oh, really? I was going to say 29.
I look older than you.
Yeah, but not much.
Right now, I do.
Yeah, but I mean, with this, like, with this camera angle, you can't see up close wrinkles or anything. I feel like you look like... I look like we're both, like, in our late 20s.
Yeah.
Dang.
Let's say that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I sent you a DM. And because I'm using my phone to live stream.
Okay.
So I want to go through that because there's this cool post I saw and I went through it and like five out of like 10 of them I freaking could do. The other 5 I couldn't do. It's a post about like only 10% of people can lift their one lip or their lip, or only like 17% of people can lift one eyebrow. And this
maybe
guy
over there. Oh, sorry, I got dad brain.
I
don't remember anything.
You got dad brain?
Oh, man. Chad said, how is dad life? It's freaking amazing, man. I'm always tired, but look, if you're a parent, you ever have a kid in the future, it's as hard as you want it.
It's as hard as you want it to be?
Yeah. It's hard, but like, it's all perspective, man. It's like, yeah, rather than like, oh, I'm like, I'm up late at night, I have no sleep. You can, instead of saying that, you could be like, oh, I have this beautiful daughter. I'm probably not going to hold her like this forever, so I'm going to cherish this moment, and I love this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's all perspective.
It's crazy how you never think about, like, we went through it too. We were the baby, and our parents did so much, and they kept us alive. In the first, like, we didn't know nothing.
I know.
And then we just, like, they fed us all the time.
Exactly. And for example, if you and I died when we were babies, our parents would have felt bad.
Oh.
And that's how I would feel if I, my baby.
There it is. Okay, let's see.
Okay.
Alex, did you paint your toenails? No. Yes. It was for the Jollibee thing. Even though we didn't, I was already getting a manicure.
Okay, oh, let's see.
What's the first one?
Okay, only 40 to 45% of the world can speak more than one language fluently.
Oh, so like fluently. Almost half.
Yeah.
They speak least two. Dang, we suck. We're at the bad half.
I mean, I can understand. Not fluently.
Yeah.
Like, I'm broken.
Yeah. No. Monette either?
No.
Oh, same thing?
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, me too.
Wow.
Okay, and then, well, you could do more than me, but I can understand it.
Okay.
A little bit.
Let's speak Tagalog right now.
Go ahead. No, I can't.
No, try.
I can only understand.
Try it.
Anong hinagawa mo?
Wala.
Nothing. Okay.
Ikaw?
Huh? Wala.
Keep going.
No, that's all I got. That's really all I have.
Ask her how my day went.
That's all I have. That's the only sentence I know.
Say it like you know.
Oh.
How, like, you're asking me how my day is.
Oh.
In Tagalog.
Okay. I'm not gonna get one more.
You can't say the same thing.
That's all I got, man. Okay, here.
You know the dialect. You know the ebbs and flows of like our speech.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so just pretend.
Yeah.
Okay. Lumpia Ponset.
No. like mumble words.
I feel like if I wasn't Filipino, this would be racist. But I am Filipino.
You are Filipino. So,
it's so not
this
racist.
Is clear. This is not racist.
This is so hard. Okay, wait. Okay, you start it.
Like real or like fake?
No, like real.
Okay.
Mm.
Anong balita sa yung mga buhay mo?
Nasaan eche po ulo? You know? That sounds like right? A little bit.
It's just random words. Make up words.
I thought that was made up. That was real words?
Ulo is a word.
Oh, what's ulo?
Head.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Dang. I don't know what else to do, Barry. I don't know what to say.
It's a lot of it's kind of like that. That's Tagalog.
I can never speak it, but I can understand by the context or by my mom's face.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, oh, okay, that's what she was meaning. So you say something, I'll try to guess.
Okay.
Intindi mo mo ba ako? Do you think you're cuter than me?
Nah.
Say it again.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Dang it. When you pointed it to yourself, I didn't. No. I thought me, not.
It's okay. Okay. Yeah. Another dialect. Go ahead, choose.
What? Another dialect?
Yeah.
No, we can only do Filipino. We're not allowed to do other than Filipino.
Man, come on. It's
no.
2026 nowadays.
I want to go through the DMs more.
Okay.
Sounds good, man.
Roughly 10% of people are left-handed, making it naturally minority trait.
Dang it. I'm not left-handed.
Monette is left-handed.
I'm kind of jealous.
Less than 10%?
Yeah.
So one out of every 15 people are left-handed.
That's close.
That's crazy.
One out of every 10.
Mm-hmm. So I wonder if my daughter is left-handed or
I know.
Right-handed,
when
right?
do you find that out? Because she's not going to start writing. And also, could you decide?
Can I decide what?
Could you just show her how to
like force like a piece of like pencil on the left hand?
Yeah, because they don't know how to write anyway, so they're going to be bad at both hands.
Tie her backhand on the back.
Wait, actually, I remember it's like not good.
Why?
Because back in the day, they used to like force people that were left-handed to be right-handed. I don't know if it's bad, but
I mean,
it's like, it's I don't know. But if you teach her, she might be right.
It'll be cool for her to be left-handed, but the world is
right-hand friendly.
Mm. So I don't want her to
So you
suffer.
Have to teach her, right? Don't let Monette teach her.
She's teaching her right-hand already.
Oh, what?
Because yeah, she's
what
left-handed.
Do you mean?
Huh?
Teaching her. How?
I don't know, actually. I feel like she would teach her right hand because being as a left-handed person, she knows to suffer.
Yeah. Okay.
You know?
Next one. Man, we missed 2 out of 2 so far. Or 0 out of 2.
We suck. Only 1% of people are truly ambidextrous.
Dang it.
And can use both hands equally well. That's not me.
Does anybody fit these things? 0-3. I'm 0-3.
I'm 0-3 too, man.
I can't do nothing with my left hand.
Okay, about 20 to 30% of people can raise one eyebrow independently. Are you 20?
Can you do the other one too?
I can do this one. Wait, am I doing it?
Yeah, no, just try to one. Relax the other one because it's like moving a little bit. Yeah, there you go. You did it.
Okay, other one?
Yeah. Like, it's not like the Rock, like, his looks like it because he puts his other one down. Oh. So if you go like this, it looks a lot more drastic.
I can only do the left one.
Oh, that works though.
So I think we kind of did it. Yeah, we did both. Okay. We did one.
One out of four.
Fewer than 15% of people can roll their tongue into a tube shape.
How many?
15%, like this.
Everybody could do that. You can. You guys can do this?
15%?
Only 15? What? I thought that was just a normal thing. Wait, let me see. Your hand's in the way. Stick your tongue out. You got. Oh, what? You can't curl it? That, can you? Oh.
Oh, okay.
Wait, that's 75%.
Yeah.
That's a lie.
15% of people can't do that?
Oh, what? Sabrina said she can't do it.
Whoa.
Can anybody else do it? I mean, I really thought that was an easy thing.
Me too.
Hmm. Can you do any other stuff with your tongue?
Give me a watermelon.
Can you do that clover thing?
No.
I can't either. No. You can do it? Kinda. There's some people that make it like super. I'm like, whoa! That's crazy.
Nah.
I can't. Oh, most people can. And it says how many?
15. This is
That's
is
not
false.
True. That's just a fake number.
Okay, only 10% of people can wiggle their ears without touching them.
Oh, I can do that. Oh, you wanna see?
Yeah.
Okay, ready?
Whoa. What?
Does it look like it? Can you see, do you think the camera can see this? But my freaking forehead's moving, but that's because the skin is moving. It's not, I'm not moving my forehead. It's just when you move the skin. Okay, here.
I can see it. That's pretty really? Good.
I can't do it like the freaking
so
alfalfa.
You just stretch your forehead?
No, I'm just like flexing right here. Wait, let me see. It's like I'm flexing like my temple.
I don't know how to use that muscle.
I don't know. Can you guys do it? Oh, yeah, you do it. Yeah. Huh. How many people can do that?
10%.
Hey, I'm in the 10%. That's your eyebrows. Oh, that's the muscle, though. The muscle you're using to go like that.
Oh, really?
You just flex that muscle instead of shaking that muscle. And you got to go and let go. Like.
Oh, no
like,
way. Okay.
Flex it. Oh, no, but I think also I practiced a lot growing up. Because I used to have to do it, but like a lot of my face would move. Oh, now wow. It's just my ears.
Holy moly. Yeah. I can't do it.
That's crazy.
You're rare. You're a rare breed, bro.
Yeah.
Got that that ball knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, roughly 25% of people can consciously control their tensor tympani muscle and hear rumbling sound in their ears.
What? What is it? What is it? What are they saying?
You're rumbling.
Rumbling? Like, rumbling. Rumbling.
Yeah.
Wait, what do you mean? I don't. What's the rumble? It's your heart? What? What is the rumble?
I don't know. Look.
What's the. You can only 20.
Do
oh,
you
well,
vibrate
that's a,
your head to hear it?
Can hear a rumbling sound. They can control the tension. Huh. I can hear a high pitched sound, but the doctor says it's not good.
I can hear it. There's no proof you can, you know. Am I lying? You can't tell.
True.
Unless I can do it.
What if you can hear the rumbling and I pull my ear next to yours? Do you think I can hear it?
Sure.
No, I can't. You didn't do it.
Try.
Okay. Are you doing it, really?
I think so. I hear
okay,
like,
let's see. Hold on. I got to be quiet. He just started humming. What? That's crazy. Okay, what's the next one?
All right, next one says, only about 30% of people can visualize images vividly in their mind, while others see little to nothing.
What?
Can you vividly, like, visualize, like...
Like, what? If I, like, yeah.
Okay,
How could you not?
Like, let's say...
Like, if what does it mean? Like, oh, think of an orange, and can you picture an orange in your head? Yeah.
I can see it perfectly, yeah.
Yeah, I can see
it's
it perfectly.
Orange. I can see...
How do people not
see I can see
that?
Myself walking into the grocery store and picking up an orange.
Yeah.
And checking out. I can see it clearly, like...
So people said they... Some people... Most people can't do that?
I can do it. I can see it.
Everybody can do that, right? You can do this? That's so crazy to think that people can't do that. What do they see then in their head?
Probably some math. Oh, I'm sleep deprived.
Happy birthday, Aaron. It's my brother's birthday.
Hey, man. Aaron.
It's way past it now when you're watching this, but unless you're on the live. But Ryan, yeah, happy birthday.
Happy birthday. What are you doing for your birthday?
Pizza party.
Will.
I think he's at a little pizza party at his house. I'm coming over there tonight. Oh. Right after this.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I wish I had a little gift I would have given you to give to him.
You give me your phone.
I could.
It's up to you.
I'm not.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Around, oh, this is a rare breed. Around 2-3% of people have.
Dang.
They have synesthesia.
What's this?
Synesthesia is where senses like sound and color blend together.
I've only ever seen that in an episode of House where they can see sound. It's like they can see the color of sound. They're like, oh yeah, that sounds like blue, or that's. I'm like, whoa.
I can't do that, bro.
I can't do that. That'd be crazy if you could, though. That'd be awesome.
I can't do sound.
I can do aura, though.
Really? Oh yeah, you told me that.
Yeah.
What's mine again?
You're right now.
Yeah.
Pink.
It changes.
Yeah, it depends.
What's pink mean? Do you know?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. What's yours? Can you see your own?
I can't. It's invisible. It's weird.
Oh, you have no aura? Is that what you're telling me?
I can see everybody but mine.
You have no aura?
No.
What about dogs?
No, I can't see dogs.
Oh, what? That's crazy.
That's weird.
Huh.
It's like I can see ghosts. Anyways.
Oh, yeah.
Only about 10% of people can naturally touch their tongue to their nose.
I'm not even close. How much? 10?
10% of people can do that.
Mm-mm. Not even close.
Not even close. But they say if your hands are bigger than your head, do it. You say your hands are bigger than your head.
Really? Just kidding. I got with that.
I know, me too.
In school, and I was so mad.
I'm like,
I think that was the first time I ever got really mad. Wow. And I didn't know what to do. I was like.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Freaking middle school, bro.
Freaking middle
school. They got me too. It's like, homo say what? I was like, what? And they started laughing.
Like, oh man, the worst prank somebody did to me is when they show they tell you the future layout of your house by looking in your hand.
What do you mean?
You know, this guy was like, "Hey, you want
to
see?
Do it to me. do it.
Are you sure?
Cool. Yeah, I want to see.
No, you're not gonna.
I
want to
see your trauma.
Okay, I'm gonna do it to you, but I'm not gonna actually do
it.
I'm not
gonna
do the part that traumatized.
Sure.
Let me see your hand. I could tell you. I can look at your hand. I could tell you by the palm reading the layout of your house.
Okay.
Will be in the future.
Sure.
So you're gonna have a big house. Okay, it's one story.
I'm invested.
Mm-hmm. And then, he had a bunch of friends standing around us too when he was doing this. He's like, oh, you have a little playset. You must have a kid. I'm like, oh, and he's like, and there's the pool. And I was like, I freaked out. I didn't know what to do. I was like, cut it off.
Damn.
I didn't know what to do.
Sucks. That's bullying. No.
Oh, it was the worst. It was the grossest thing that's ever happened to me up until that point in my life.
Oh, here you go. Less than 5% of people can consciously slow their heart rate using breathing alone.
Oh, I can do that. Yeah.
I learned that.
You know, sometimes when I get too hot, I close my eyes, I think about my breathing, I slow it down, and then I cool down.
Oh, no way.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just like, whoa. I just stop sweating.
A lot of things use breathing. Like,
yeah.
A lot of like body regulation, you can just control using breathing.
Yeah. That's like falling asleep. I always just think about my breathing.
Yeah, that's the innate human instinct is mm-hmm. breathing.
Yeah, that's a huge part of boxing is like in the middle of a grown man and grown man fighting, you have to control your breathing.
Yeah.
And that's all I would think about. Whenever we're not fighting, whenever he's not throwing a punch or I'm not throwing a punch,
yeah,
I'm breathing. If we're in a clinch, I'm breathing. If the bell rings, I'm breathing.
Oh,
like,
wow.
That's all I'm thinking is fight, breathe. Fight, breathe.
Dang, bro.
That's it, yeah.
That's the same thing with Demon Slayer. A lot of their first form breathing, fire form breathing.
Mm-hmm. I still haven't seen that freaking movie.
What? You can wait.
They're coming out with Dragon Ball Super's back.
Bro, I saw that.
And they're coming out with a movie.
I saw that.
The movie.
I thought it was done.
I thought
the creator passed away and it's just done.
Well, he did pass away, but I feel like it's been 7 years since Dragon Ball Super, I think. And he passed away like a year or two ago.
Uh-huh.
So maybe in that 5 years, he wrote a script and all they have to do is animate it. I don't know.
I don't know how they're going to do it.
But it's called,
Goku was
it's from the manga. Like, they're just redoing it from the manga. They're not making it up right now.
Oh.
It's from the Galactic Patrol manga part. I never read manga, but apparently there's already an arc.
It's legit. It's like candid. Yeah.
Oh, that's lit.
It's like Marvel, where like everything that they go through has happened in the comics. They just choose when to. Oh, got it. They just mess with the timeline.
Okay, that's exciting.
Hey, there's that. Hi, my unks. What's up? What's up, dude? What's up, Jerozum?
And Narazum?
Ashy. I'm excited for that thing, that collab we got coming up.
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
That's crazy. I've always wanted to collab.
Me too.
With them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me too.
And yeah. And now it's crazy.
Are we done with the list?
Oh, yeah. Let's do the list. Yeah.
Okay. About 1 in 10 people can fall asleep almost instantly.
Oh, man. That's hard. That'd be so nice.
1 of 10? Even being sleep deprived, it's hard, still hard for me.
Oh, yeah. Kind of. I can't just fall asleep anywhere.
Me too.
I've had friends in the past where they just knock out. I'm like, what?
It's hard, man.
Yeah. What's the average it takes you to fall asleep?
Ooh, if I'm super tired?
Yeah.
Like 2 minutes. If I'm extremely tired.
I mean, that's very rare, but I could like accidentally fall asleep. Or I'm just like watching something like, oh. And then I wake up and I'm like, whoa, I fell asleep.
Yeah.
But normally, probably, if I'm like fully focused on trying to go to sleep and I have no TV on, not on my phone, no nothing, like I have noisemaker or rain sounds.
Yeah.
Average 20 minutes.
Okay.
That's 20 minutes.
I feel like that's normal.
No, average is 7.
What?
Yeah.
To go to sleep?
Yeah.
Oh, that's average pretty fast. That's pretty fast.
7 minutes, yeah. That's pretty fast. And I'm like, oh.
Wait, average in the world?
Yeah, is 7 minutes to fall asleep.
I thought 15 would be average.
No, it takes me 20, and that's on a good day.
Wow.
On a bad day, it's like an hour.
Wow.
Because how do you turn your brain off?
It just depends on the person, I guess. If your life is uninteresting, then they go to sleep.
Yeah. Yeah, that's probably true. That's probably true. Dang.
You have an interesting life.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay. Only a small percentage of people can identify perfect pitch without reference.
Nope, not me.
Mm-mm. I can't either, bro.
No?
No.
Oh, I thought you might have like an ear for music.
Nah, man. I have bad pitch. Like, if you tell me to sing a song, I'm probably off key.
Huh.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I am or not whenever I'm singing.
Like, do call me maybe. Go.
I met this girl. She's so fine. I wish I could call her mine.
I can tell when people are off.
Is that on or off?
It's off.
Oh.
Even I can do like, I met this girl. She's so fine. I wish I could call her
mine. Is that what I sounded like? I hope not.
I know already know I'm off.
Was I off? Was I off by a lot?
No.
You were off by like at least 10 deciliters.
What?
Yeah.
You're at least off of a 10. Yeah. Shut up. Okay, here we go.
What?
Roughly 30% of people can move their toes independently of each other.
Each one?
Move their toe. Yeah.
Oh, no. If I move one toe, all of them are moving.
I mean.
They stick together.
Yeah, dude. It's like a worm.
No, wait. You can't just move. Oh, I guess I can move my pinky toe. Look at that.
Where?
It's going to the right, see?
Oh, yeah, pinky. I mean, no, I can't do that.
Oh, whoa, I can't see. And then I can only move. Whoa, that's super bad. I mean, that's super far, right?
Whoa, that's good.
That's too much.
That's like a good.
Okay, but what about the other toes? Like, I can move. Like, even if my big toe, I can't. They all bend. Oh, man, that second toe is gnarly, huh?
Which one?
The one next to the big toe.
What about it?
That's it funny. Just looks brittle and fragile, doesn't it? Doesn't look like you could like pop it, break it.
You know, you ever watch Jujutsu Kaisen? It looks like the thing he eats.
Yeah, the finger.
Yeah,
yeah. That's cool. It is definitely a finger, but look how thin it is at the bottom. It could break off.
Nah.
If one was gonna break, it's gonna be that one.
Nah, you're fine, bro. You're overthinking your foot.
All right, yeah.
That's
you're
why
right.
You can't sleep at night. Yeah. Think about here, man. I got skinny second toe. I'm gonna think about those 20 minutes.
Yeah, you're right. Your toes are fine.
What the heck? You good,
bro? You can't move your toes at all? You can't separate them? What's the farthest you can spread them? Look at that. Ew, look at that line in the middle.
I guess we're giving free feet pics.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
I mean, independently move?
No, yeah, I can't.
Oh, cramping. Oh, my God.
34. Oh. That's 34 right there.
Oh, my God. Oh.
That sucks. Sometimes I'll try to grab Alexis with my toes, and then I get a cramp, and I'm so sad.
Oh, my God. Wow, I haven't been out in a while.
I raided this random guy the other day named Chop Kuya. He's a Filipino guy.
Yeah.
A lot of times I'll just, like, see if I can find a Wasabian to raid. Uh-huh. And so I'm like, oh, that guy looks like he watched it or something. Yeah. And he was like, I think he was, like, 20 or something. And he was streaming with, like, four friends, and he started freaking out, and it was the best reaction ever.
Aww.
And then they just said, oh, he was still talking about it on the stream, and he watched a bunch of like How to Lin movie or like whatever.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Wow.
And then he said one of his viewers gifted sub to Roy. Oh, so you're sub to him too now.
Hey, thanks. Aww.
But he was super cool. He was just a young Filipino dude, but he was American Filipino, you could tell. He was like, bro, no way, are you dead ass? No yeah. way. And then he even went to my VOD to see my reaction to his reaction, and he's like, he was watching it and he's watching himself watch me and all that stuff, and then he's like, why did I wear a Vince Carter jersey today? Darn it. I was like, what's wrong with Vince Carter? He's like, yeah. Oh man, I should have worn something better.
Oh, it
was
my
awesome.
God.
It was awesome.
That's so sweet.
Yeah.
Wasabi and this man. We're so old. I don't even know. You know, I was playing piano today with my daughter.
Yeah.
She's paying her to sleep, playing like a soundtrack in my head.
On piano?
On the piano.
Okay.
But
like a real piano or like a kid piano?
No, a real piano. And then every single, like, you know, little verse chord in my head, I think about my age from 1 all the way up to like 34 and just like reminiscing in my life. Like,
that's ding, what you did ding, with ding. Your run.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did the same thing with the piano. And then I was like, oh, I just like thought about all the ebbs and flows, ups and downs. I thought about when I moved to Philippines, when I met you, and then met Monette, and then had the baby.
Do you remember when we first met?
And Edison Johnson.
Was that the first time?
I think it was the very first time.
I bet we were at the same Filipino parties, but we just didn't interact until Edison Johnson.
Yeah, I remember just specifically meeting at the our dad's basketball games at the gymnasium we used to go to.
Yeah.
I was like freaking 12, dude.
Yeah.
No. Whoa, no, I was like 10.
I think I was like 11 or 12. Yeah, 11 or 12, because I remember going with him for a few years before I started playing.
Yeah.
And then I started playing at like 14.
Yeah. I don't remember the exact thing we did. I just remember meeting you there.
That's nice. Crazy.
Huh. A long time ago. Dang. Time flies, bro.
That was so long ago.
I know, but at the same time, it's just like, oh, it's just like.
Oh, freaking Wasabi Productions 20-year anniversary just happened. I didn't even know until the day before, and chat told me.
Dang, bro.
They were like, dude, you know? And I was like, oh, it was January 17, I think.
Dang,
so
dude.
20 years.
20 years go by. Quote.
But the oldest video on there is like 17, 16 years, because we had to delete all the copyright stuff.
Yeah. All the good ones, bro.
I know. Those are the crazy unhinged ones. Those are crazy.
Yeah.
Those are like, we would get canceled if those are still live.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Dang, bro. Yeah, for sure.
Oh.
Remember that one video we did about Saddam Hussein because he died? And I was like, oh, it's trending. Let's make a video about Saddam Hussein. He died.
Oh, yeah. What was that video about? Wasn't Justin Bieber? We had Justin Bieber about it or something?
I don't know. I remember in the script I called you. It was like, yo, guess what? Saddam Hussein died. You're like, no way. Saddam Hussein died. Posted it the same night.
And then?
Because it was trending. Nothing happened.
Oh, nothing happened.
This was before like we figured out.
Yeah,
we kind of know what trends are back in the day, but
because like I think at the time songs were popular.
Oh.
So when we did a song was popular, like Call Me Maybe, we'd do it, and then like, oh, and then that came out. We're like, whoa, that's a bad guy.
That's a bad guy. Yeah. Let's do it. It's trending. We're gonna get millions of views because Saddam Hussein died.
Yeah. Oh, they said. Oh, they also said. So remember, I told you Andrew used to keep a list of crazy quotes.
Yeah.
So Discord started doing that.
Okay.
So there's a bunch of quotes and they want you to read them, but I can't use my phone.
Okay.
I don't even know how to search somebody on Discord.
How do you have quotes?
They just type it in. It's like one of the channels is Crazy Alex quotes.
Okay. Let me see what I got.
Yeah, and then you don't have to read them all, but just read the ones that you like.
Let's see. Let's find your Discord. I'm not even on your Discord. Join the server. This is Alex Wasabi.
I don't know. I don't even know how to search stuff. How do we do
this
chat?
How do I go there, guys?
How do they find you? Maybe they can just invite you.
I don't know.
Or if they go and they mention you, like, at Roy, or what, you don't know your username
It says
either?
Go on Twitch, Roy.
Oh, go to mine. Oh, it's probably in my bio or something.
Yeah, okay. Oh, here we go.
Oh, there you go. I didn't even know you could click links in the thing.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
Oh, here he is.
Okay. I don't know what they put in there. I don't check it all the time.
Oh, there's a lot. Okay. That goes from the top.
Okay. Don't read all of them. Just the good ones. Just the good ones.
Just the good ones?
Yeah, just ones you like.
Okay. I'm going to impregnate that woman. What's that one?
I guess I was talking about you or Alexis. I don't
know. Okay. I'm like, what the heck?
Yeah, I think I said that on stream. Oh, that's when I was like super out of it from the epidural shot. They put me to sleep.
Oh.
And I woke up and the guy was pushing me. I was like, hey. I'm gonna impregnate that woman.
Oh my gosh.
To a stranger.
Imagine saying that in like public.
Yeah. I was in public. I said it to the.
Oh my gosh.
I never even met this guy before, but I woke up and he was pushing me on a wheelchair.
That's so bad to say in public.
No,
bro.
It's true.
That's like the R word.
No.
Okay, here we go. The first one says butt munch.
Butt munch, yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's what I call Alexis.
Is your booty hole fresh? Is this all about Alexis?
No, maybe. You never know.
You got a bosom fire.
Bosom fire. Oh, it's because she loves me so much. She has a passion in her bosom. A fire of passion. It's called her bosom fire.
Apparently, grandma must be like a water slide.
Oh, my mom's mom had a bunch of kids. And I was like, dang, I bet it's like a water slide now.
Yo, yeah. Probably.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. 7K, so I'll show you my bowl.
I didn't say that one, bro. I didn't say that one. They made that one up.
You're a bit. To AKA your
huh?
Hey yo, what that fish do?
I didn't say that. What does that even mean?
What that fish do?
What that fish do? I don't know. I don't say. They make stuff up. I think.
Is that like?
I don't. I know. I know what you're thinking, but I don't know how I would use that in that context.
I'm like, well, okay.
No.
Okay, I gotta suck up, girl. Like it never been sucked.
I gotta suck. Up girl like
I gotta suck up girl like it never been sucked. Playing Wires and Whiskers, I said.
Playing I don't
I gotta suck up girl like it never
been
sucked.
Oh, it was in the game, it was like a vacuum. I was like, oh, I gotta suck it up like I never been sucked. Probably like that. Yeah, okay, I probably had a vacuum or something.
That's inappropriate. put that thing in, baby.
What? That's it?
Put it in that thing, baby.
Put it in the thing. It's probably another game reference. They're just taking it out of context. Chat.
I'm trying to see what that bowl will be like. There's at least like every two quotes, bro.
No.
Let me smell that skin pocket. What's that? What is that?
I didn't say that one.
What is that, please?
What is what?
It says, let me smell that skin pocket.
I probably meant
you guys, you're making him nervous.
I'm sweating.
He's embarrassed.
I forgot. I never know. Okay.
She's 2 inches of Asian on a good day.
Let me see.
This is she's 2 inches of Asian on a good day.
She is. She said
Yo, this is fun.
I don't know. You guys just keep adding to this list. Don't make anything up, but add to the list, and we'll do this every couple months on the podcast.
Okay, keep your eyes peeled and your another butt one. I'm telling you, every two
I talk about butts too much.
It's a butt.
I have a problem.
I feel used a little bit, but I don't mind it. Okay, that's mm-hmm. cool. I could be Chinese on a good day. I could be Chinese guys, on a good day.
This is so out of context. I'm sure it makes a lot more sense in the conversation. How do you know it's me that's obsessive and not chat, and that's why I bring it up for them?
I don't know, bro.
Is that all? Is that it?
Let's see. We came from his loins. What's that one?
Oh, I was playing Fortnite with my dad. I was like, dang, I came from your loins, dad. Yeah.
Okay. No, there's a lot, bro.
There's still more?
There's still a lot.
How many did you guys put in there?
We're going to pop some watermelon with our thigh holes. That's.
Oh, yeah. We were trying to pop a watermelon. Aaron did it with his hands.
You ever scratch and sniff your butt? I do that.
You have to.
It's addicting sometimes.
What if somebody's like, what's this smell like? And it's your butt and you don't know. You're going to look so dumb.
Is it me? Like, it's addicting to you, the smell of your butt?
Yeah.
You're like... It's not bad.
It's not bad.
Yeah, I can just smell that.
Yeah, it usually tastes pretty good too.
I don't know about that one.
I don't know about that one. That's it probably.
There's a lot, bro.
There's good ones?
There's some good ones. I don't know. I'm just reading stuff. hit my gush.
Ooh, hit my gush.
What's that?
I don't know. I think it's probably a game, but I was like, hit my gush, girl. Hit my gush. I don't know. I think I was like, oh, it's Split Fiction. I think I was like gushing, mm-hmm. you know?
Keep the imprint in your... I saw the TikTok. What does that mean? Keep the imprints in your sweatpants.
You know the imprints?
No.
I've been looking for them online. I've been looking for... You have gray sweatpants? I have like 10 pairs and none of them have the imprint, but I've seen people with the imprint.
Okay.
So I'm trying
to get it. Yeah.
That thing got... I was joking around. It didn't even get clipped on Twitch. I guess like nobody thought it was that funny. But then I remembered it like a few days later, and I was like, I'm gonna go clip that. And it blew up. It has like 4.5 million over a little joke about the not imprints. Knowing about the imprint.
Oh my God. Okay, that's it. That's all I got.
Okay. There you go.
The imprints are crazy, man.
Oh man, now they're gonna super be paying attention. I don't know why I say things I probably shouldn't say.
Yeah, so your mind, bro. Your mind plucky.
You never say inappropriate things?
I do all the time.
Yeah.
I do all the time.
I'm gonna make a list for you.
You should.
I feel like I'm just so used to it that I don't clock it.
I got used to yours. I don't clock it either.
Yeah.
You say like, some random stuff. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, like because we're just so used to each other.
Yeah.
It's not weird. It's normal.
It is normal.
So I guess...
we're just so into each other. Like, I feel like you would say something random like, oh, let me lickily that diggy diggy one time. And then I'm like, oh, that's normal.
I've never said that. Just to be clear, Chad, I've never said that. I've never said, let me licky licky that diggy diggy.
That's something you would say, though.
That is something I would say, but I haven't, is the point I'm trying to make.
You would say that. You would say something like, you gonna let me licky licky that diggy diggy?
No.
You would say that.
I'd be like, yo, what that skin pocket smell like?
What that skin pocket smell like? You got a little lit in your skin pocket. Let me.
I feel like, what would you say that accent is like when I talk like that? Hey girl, let me lickety that dig diggy. Like if I talk like that, what kind of accent is that?
Weird.
Okay. I'm like, hey girl, let me smell that skin pocket.
That's that what accent is that?
I don't know. It's like, hey girl.
Wyoming probably.
Wyoming. They don't say hey girl.
They don't.
I feel like it's Durham. Hey,
cousin. Hey, cousin, what that potato do?
Potato? This guy.
Sorry.
This guy.
Nah, it's probably Alex Sinise.
Alex Sinise? I thought it was like Durham. Because like when people ask me why do I talk like that, I'm like, I think I grew up in Durham.
I don't think that. I guess so.
I was like, hey, girl.
Durham,
hey, what you mean? Like Dean.
Yeah, Dean.
Yeah, so I think it's like a mix of me and Dean. Is that's why I like talk like that. Yeah.
Hey, what's
up,
dog?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's like Bahama.
I was talking to a fellow influencer back in the day.
Okay.
And we lived in the same building. And I was like, hey, what it is, though? And then he was like, why are you talking to me like that? Because he was black. And I was like, oh, no. That's just how I talk. I mean, I say that in my videos. It's like the intro to my video. And I remember being like, oh, and that's when I realized, oh, is that the accent I've been doing?
I mean, that's where we grew up.
Yeah, that's where we grew up. I was like, hey, what it is?
That's the accent that we grew up with.
He was like, what? Why'd you say it like that? I was like, I don't know. What do you mean? And then I realized what he meant. And I'm like, oh, no.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
You thought you were like trying to speak like him.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought I was trying to relate to him by talking like that. Like, dude, no, that's how everybody talks when I grew up. I promise.
That's straight up what our high school sounded like.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, maybe that's how, that's just Northern High dialect then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dang. Hello, darling.
Hello.
We're in the living room today, by the way. We didn't explain that in the last video. They're probably like, oh, they're just on a couch. We're in my living room.
Alex's casting couch.
Mm-hmm. He just went through all the crazy quotes.
Is said queer?
No.
You said queer quotes?
No, I didn't. I said quasi.
Hey, put that down. Alex said queer quotes. We're just going through all the queer quotes.
No, it's because when I talked to her, it's like baby talk. So I said quasi on accident.
But
we just went through the crazy Alex quotes, and Roy was like, whoa. And I didn't realize this, but apparently I talk about a lot. No, I drink now. Yeah. Oh.
Stinky. Thank you.
Oh. Oh, here we're live, too.
Here's your dookie dookie booga boogoo.
That's not.
Enjoy your dookie dookie booga boogoo.
That's not what it is.
Hey, y'all better enjoy your dookie dookie booga boogoo. Leo Dizon Mendoza, what are you both excited for in 2016? More Leo Dizon Mendoza videos.
Yeah. Oh, Chop Kuya's here. He said, oh my God, my goats.
What's up, Chop Kuya? I heard what happened yesterday.
I told him about you freaking out. Look, he said his name and now he's freaking out.
Hey, what's up, Chop Kuya? What's up, Kuya Chop?
Are you live right now? Are you streaming us reacting to this?
Chop Kuya, anong pangalan mo for real though? Did you guys have a favorite toy?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of toy you talk about?
Did you ever have a toy growing up? Or like a blankie or something that you always carried with you?
Oh my God, before I moved to the Philippines, I used to have one of those little microphones that echoed back. You ever had that? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, it sounds like an alien.
Yeah, that woo, that wow.
And
wow.
Yeah, that
was my favorite toy.
And you had that for a long time?
And then I moved to the Philippines and I missed it.
I had a sock monkey.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
It's just a sock I called monkey. No, no, no. It was like it's like you know, I don't know how to explain a sock monkey.
Is it one of those socks that like get really hard?
No, no, no. It's like the monkey, but it looks like it was just socks sewn together.
Oh, okay.
Like the hands don't have fingers. And it's just like,
okay, yeah, you know, yeah, what I'm talking about? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I had one of those. I named it Tommy because the Green Power Ranger, and I carried it everywhere. Aww. And then I lost it one day. I think my mom probably threw it away or something because it was getting old
and stiff.
Yeah, and stiff. Yeah.
You guys ever have that leap pad reading things? Oh yeah, I used to have the. I forgot what, jump start. I think it was called on the computer.
Oh yeah,
I used to play the. There was a third grade one with a robot. It was a robot one.
I did the. I did a lot of typing games before I went to school. Like my dad, we had like Super Mario, and then we had typing games on the computer.
Oh.
So then I would play those typing games all the time because my dad was like a software engineer, yeah. So he would have free ones he'd bring home. I went to school. The teacher was like, asked me to, or I went to the front of class. She asked me to go to the front of class for something, and then I was next to the computer. She's like, oh, can you type this in? And then I was like, and then I was like six, and she was like, whoa! And I was like, what? And she was like, you type faster than I do. And I remember that specifically because I was like, oh, I can type that. I didn't know. I thought it was just a thing. I didn't know it was like a special thing.
You know what I started doing recently since I have a baby? Because sometimes I have to like, you know, use my phone and text people, right? Mm-hmm. And on one hand, it's so hard to type using regular. So mm-hmm. I started doing the swipe text.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's easier. Is it?
It's easier to do while you're holding a baby.
Oh. I never do that.
You should try. It's fun.
Well, I don't have the big phone anymore, so I can just reach across with my thumb. I have big hands.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we can't talk about baby stuff, man. I'm so scared. I'm gonna say the name on live.
Roy, are you gonna give the child that one toy, a figurine? I actually gave her like a little Hello Kitty thing. You're supposed to give your child like a toy.
Yeah.
So
for just to have forever.
Just to have forever. So.
Yeah. Okay. We can't talk about baby stuff, man. I'm so nervous.
Not a lot of people do swipe to text. Do you do it? Venus flytrap? Is that a thing? How long have you been Roy and friends? Oh, man.
Dang.
Like 20, 30 years? No.
No, not 30. Long. Wait, so if you, we met, let's say you were 13.
Okay.
And so that's 21.
No, I was
21.
I was for sure 10.
You were 10?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah, because I moved to North Carolina when I was 10.
24 years.
24 years?
Yeah, 24, cool.
That's crazy. That's Andrew's not even that old. Yeah. So you met me before Andrew.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
T9 flip phones, yep.
Okay.
All right, I gotta get back to my daughter.
Yeah, so you have to, yeah.
It's
a thing now.
Yeah, it's a thing now. So, yeah.
Okay.
Thanks for listening and chat. Thank you for tuning in.
Let's see you next time.
All right.
Okay.
Worst comes to worst. Stick it in the butt. Something you would say.
It's called a skin pocket. Okay. Gosh, this guy.
Worst comes to worst, stick it in the butt. Dooley dooley doo. Ayo, peace.